Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello!
Hello!
Yeah!
Yeah!
No more!
Yeah!
What is going on, y'all?
You guys, it's another car cast because...
Y'all love it. We love it. There.
I don't know if we necessarily love it. It's pretty simple.
I like
that's
our...
the
yeah,
nice part.
Yeah. Because we just... What do you do? You just throw it up on the phone?
I just throw it up on the phone, and then I throw it up on the computer, and then I put a beginning and an end to it.
And it's very simple.
And then I'm like, do it. And it does it, and then I might post it, and then it postesses it.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it adds its own notes and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wish. So we have, we're
first
not able
of
to
all,
go, we have not been able to go to the studio.
Yes. First of all, who are you?
I'm Ricardo.
Oh, is that a new accent?
Yes. C.
Okay. I am, in honor of Miss Janet Jackson, I am Janet Jackson. Janet Demita Jo Jackson, because today's her birthday.
But yesterday
Happy
was her
birthday.
Birthday.
No, today's her birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
I don't even know who that is anyway.
I know you're listening. I know you're listening,
you
Dunk. Huh?
Wouldn't you die?
If she was listening?
Yeah, and
oh
she
my god,
messaged.
Totally.
If
she private messaged
and
me,
and she definitely would die, considering I said, I don't know who she is.
Hateful, as always.
Do you know what? There's some kids that are young enough to know not who she is.
Oh my god, speak English, retard.
Not who she is.
Right, of course, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's because their parents didn't do a good job in teaching
or
them good
that's
music.
That's because she hasn't been a good artist and come out with an album in 7 years.
So, speaking of which, Miss Janet Demita Jo Jackson. Sorry, I'm eating some chocolate.
Is her middle name really Demita?
Demita.
Oh, Demita.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She turned the internet off.
She broke the internets.
She broke the internets like Kim Kardashian did with her ass.
Ew. No one does that.
But, you know, the...
It actually kind of broke.
But the best part about it is that Janet actually broke it with some exciting news.
And Janet has talent.
Janet has more talent on her pinky than Kim Kardashian has an entire ass.
Well, except for the guy that did her ass.
Well, right. Because he sure got some talent. She is releasing a new album!
I'm excited.
I'm super excited. I was crying yesterday because she released, like, a little video to let us know that a new album is coming, a new world tour is coming. I'm super duper excited.
But in order to hear it, make sure you turn it up all the way because she whispers it.
She did not.
Because she's a whisper singer.
Oh my god. Anyway. I mean, you just got me spitting all up on my car. Anyways, so I'm really excited. I will, of course, as always, give you more information once I receive any. You know, we are in contact with her office. So she will let me know when I can release some information to y'all. But in any case, that's it. Mm-hmm.
So we haven't been able to get to the studio because we've been really busy.
With other shit that does not involve anything to do with the studio.
You're right. The studio eventually will move over to my place, probably within the month or so, I think. And then we should be able to start recording, like, on a normal basis through, on the microphones and stuff.
I kind of like that. Well, I mean, I know that it's much, the sound quality, you say. I mean, I don't think the sound quality on this is pretty bad. Like, I think it's actually...
It's not bad, it's but... It's decent. I want it to be more professional sounding, even though not that anyone cares.
Well, you know, but. That would mean that we would have to actually get professional sounding people.
Yeah, and have a professional fucking attitude.
And a professional fucking studio. You know, let me tell you something
about this. And some professionals that fucking care.
Right. Let me tell you something. Even, I listen to several podcasts. I listen to, I don't know, I run through about 15 to 20 of them. They obviously don't all release one a day or whatever.
Right.
But like the ones that do have an actual studio that they go to where they have like a professional table that has a two microphone stands or whatever, they sometimes sound really shitty.
Examples.
I don't want to call anybody out.
Okay, don't call anybody out.
This is also, wait, and just to be fair, this is also like personal podcasts and professional podcasts that have like sponsors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about like just out like, you know, normal regular people podcasts. I'm talking about both.
Right.
But, I mean, and it's just so it does make me sad a little bit that I'm like, you're making all that money from the pod, you know, like from the sponsors or whatever, and you still sound like shit. Your sound quality is awful. Or you talk about like, you know, that you have a nice studio at home, and yet you still sound like shit.
Well, it's because they need to put egg crates on their walls.
It's like, why are you eating the microphone?
So, Roger,
yes.
I had some feedback.
Of?
And I think I owe you an apology. Because apparently I was really mean to you on the last show.
What? About?
Like, when you said that you slept with all your pillows, and I said, yeah, because you're alone. And when you said that you needed an umbrella, and I was like, no, a tarp.
Just... And again, you're going to get notes again for that because you repeated it.
No, I'm apologizing from the bottom of this fart.
That's nasty. I don't accept your apology.
But I went back and listened. You know, I rarely go back and listen to our own show. But when people are like, oh my God, you were so funny. You were so mean. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let me go back and listen. And then I was laughing kind of hard. And then I forgot that
Laughing too, but anyways, go
ahead. I forgot that I had smoker's cough laugh. Where I like laughed so hard I started coughing.
I have that too sometimes. I've noticed that recently, and I think it's because of my allergies, but.
So I kind of fake apologize.
You apologize. I don't take your Rupology.
But I will Rucept it.
But I'll Rucept it. No, I mean, you know, I take everything
It's all about fun, right?
It's I try to take everything with stride. I will say that the things that do sort of strike me a little bit more, like that ding me a little bit more, is when when fun is being made of my singing or my writing, my songwriting. That stings me far more than you making fun of.
Well, I've never talked about that, I don't think. Either
no.
One of those.
No, I mean, you do say that I don't sing like Mariah Carey, but it's okay.
Well, that is not making fun of you. That's giving a critique.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you don't sing like Mariah Carey.
Well, I do, but that's okay.
No.
That's okay. And that's a matter of opinion.
It depends on when you're talking about when you sing like Mariah Carey. Like at her worst?
Maybe. I fucking hate you. This is the reason why I hate him. you know, you do realize you're going to burn in hell.
Oh. I'll have plenty of company.
You better hope so.
So you guys, we are on our way to the IKEA. I pick up a few things. My bed was delivered. Jesus.
I
Jesus.
You know,
No, go ahead.
Okay. Are you done?
Well, Jesus was coming through. Sorry.
Okay. Well, he was sounding really shitty. Like,
I sing
really,
like Jesus.
Like, really extra shitty. Oh, well, then you sing beautiful.
I'm so quiet, you can't even hear me. Like, I sing so well and so loud, it's like a dog whistle.
Anyway, so, what was I going to say? Oh, so you got your bread delivered today.
Yes,
I kind of think that they probably would have been late yesterday. They probably would have waited till the very end.
It's nervous.
Yeah.
So, you guys, my bed didn't get delivered last week because the mattress that I chose, they no longer made, and they didn't have it in the warehouse anymore.
No, it's not that they didn't make it. It's they didn't carry it anymore. They stopped carrying
in the store.
Yeah. Which is really straight. Like, so the mattress firm stopped carrying that particular brand and series of bed. Because I think that,
they wouldn't give them exclusivity to a certain bed. That's what he told me.
Yeah, and so I think that they decided to cut ties with them. Ricky text messaged me in a panic.
Like, we don't
it's just so you guys know, like, we don't actually talk on the phone, because who does that,
no,
right?
Ew. Ew.
I mean, it's very rarely, like, unless it's, like, something that's kind of important, I'll pick up the phone or
you know
he'll
who I talked to on the phone the other day? Oh. Kathy Bacon.
Oh, I love Miss Kathy Bacon.
Terry, we're sending out your prize. We got it, finally. We'll be sending it out. That's Monday. I'll be sending it out.
Whoop,
whoop. No one talks on the phone.
Yeah, so no one talks on the phone. So, like, he text messaged me all in a frazzle-dazzle. And he's like, oh, my God.
I don't know if it was a frazzle-dazzle.
It was a frazzle-dazzle text. And it was like, I mean, it was like, oh my God, you'll never believe what I just found out. And I'm like, what? And he's like, they're not bringing my bed because they don't no longer carry it and they no longer have any in the warehouse. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, so now I have to go back. You know, he's like, I have to go try to see if I can find. He wants me to go to another mattress firm to see if I could find another bed that suits me, and then he'll have it all ordered, and then they'll have it redelivered some other day. He's like, if they can get it before 2, then we can have it delivered after 2 o'clock that same day. And I'm like, girl, I was like, what? Like, I still didn't believe it. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, what is going on? And so, like, I'm starting to get a little pissed, because, like, this is my friend, and I'm like, and even though he hooked us up, like, I still don't, you know, I mean, I'm kind of like, we put a lot of faith in you because you're our friend. But anyway, so, and then I get, like, a little bit more information.
Faith in me.
A little bit more information comes out, and he's like, well, you know, like, apparently they no longer carried it. He didn't realize it because apparently the warehouse information was not updated.
Right.
And the only model that they had left was the one in the showroom, but it was a queen, one, and two, it no longer had warranty. And right. he wasn't allowed to warranty it for, like, the same warranty that the bed normally comes with. So he was like, we ended up finding out that he would only be able to warranty it for another 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, which would, it just wouldn't work because that's not enough time. So, of course, now...
Of course, it's the bed that I really wanted.
Right.
I hemmed and hawed about it because, remember, I'm a hem and hauler.
He sat his fat little heart on that bed and was like, oh, my God, this is it. Oh! And then he was like, this is it. So, now his entire, kidney-bean-sized heart is crushed because now I don't have it, right? And he's like, what am I going to do? He's like, I don't want to pay any more money. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, because now we're going to have to come to this fucking road, and he's going to be all like, nah, I'm not going to get it, I'm not going to get it, I'm not going
to
get it.
Tony told me to cancel.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you need to just get the...
Do you mind if we shut this?
No, go ahead, shut it. I'm like, we'll figure something out. So as the conversation keeps going, he's like, okay, so we need to go down there. He's like, we'll go down there tomorrow. I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you want me to go with you? He's like, yes. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm like, what time do they open? 7. That's the first red flag.
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, second red flag. So I was like, at 7? But of course, like, I was like, I like in the middle, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like,
the website said 7.
And I'm like, I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, the website said 7. And I'm like, okay. I'm a little skeptical, but I didn't say anything because I'm just like, whatever. Like, it's 7. I'm like, you are not coming to my house before 9 o'clock. So
no, you said 8.
8?
Yeah.
Oh, and then he said 8:06, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. I was like, you can come after 9. And then so he gets there. So we settle on that. He's like, we're going to go to the store. We'll try to find something for him. And he's like, or if we don't, then I'll just cancel the whole deal. And I'm like, well, that's kind of shitty because you got, you know, your credit got hit. You already opened this up and whatever. And I'm like, it's just, it's not, you know, let's try to figure out what we can do. So he picks me up at like 9 o'clock.
No.
A little before
8:05. 9. It was like 8:05, 8:10.
No. It was 9 because you remember you sent me a message at
8:15. Oh, yeah. I was running late.
He sends me a message at 8:15 talking about he's a...
It's
7:45 or something like that. Yeah. I didn't receive the message till like 8:15. Mind you, I was still asleep. So he's like... So when he said, oh, I'm running a little late, he's like, but I'll be on my way as soon as I get... as soon as I'm done. I'm like, oh my God, I just woke up. I didn't, you know, take a shower, blah, blah. So I'm like rushing. And as soon
you're trying to get your trick out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to get the trick out of my house. AKA, and by house, I mean my ass. And by my ass, I mean nothing. And so, I'm like, no, rushing.
And by your ass, you mean tight.
Right. And then, I was like, oh my God. So he finally gets there. And we're on our way, right? We square we go to Starbucks. We're like Starbucks filled. We get on the road. We're having a good time. We're fucking laughing like crazy.
Traffic is fucking amazing.
Yes, because there's like literally no one on the road. It's 9 o'clock in the morning on Mother's Day. Most people are eating breakfast and stuff.
Right.
We get to the store. Problem number 3. We pull into the parking lot. I'm like, oh, I was like, they must not have all their lights on. I'm like, it's really dimly lit. We pull up, and he pulls up right to the front of the door, and I look, and as he's pulling up, I'm looking at the time, because I'm still kind of like, it doesn't seem like it's open. I'm like, maybe he's just trying to save, like, conserve energy. Light, because it was really bright outside, even though it was a little gloomy, but it was just really bright, and it was daytime, and I'm like, okay, maybe because there's a lot of sunlight, right? He just has a little off.
You know what? Opens at 12.
This motherfucking sign said, mattress store hours are... Sunday, 12 to 5. 12 to 5.
So, y'all, we're
12 p.m. to 5 fucking p.m.
So, y'all, we're about 2.5 hours early.
So, we're about, yes, 2.5 hours fucking early on Mother's Day, mind you. And Ricky's like, what? It said 7! And I'm like, nah, bitch, it says 12 right on that fucking sign.
On the website, it was 7 to 7.
Wait. Let's not advance ourselves.
Oh.
So then, he's all like, oh my God. He's like, what are we going to fucking do? God damn it. He's pissed, right? And so I'm like, well, you know, I guess we're going to go eat dinner, or go eat breakfast now. And he's like, oh. He's like, should we just go to the Denois, a.k.a. Denny's? And I'm like, sure, let's go over there.
Oh my God.
I think it was probably the worst mistake we could have done. Oh my But God. The best thing that ever happened.
Right.
Because it was literally like immigration had ran through the neighborhoods and everybody went to go hide
in Denny's.
At Denny's. And it was all kinds of bad fashion. It was all kinds of...
Sad
fashion.
Families.
Sad families.
And you know the Latinos, there's always at least 14 family members.
Oh my God. It's like you have a Denny's that is like 4x4, and tell me why there's like maybe 12 tables. I mean, this is a guesstimation. I'm sure there was more. But there's about 12 tables, and about 8 of them are used for families of 10.
Plus.
Oh, yeah, it was like, oh, you, we ain't got a table for you because there's too many. Oh, no, Paco will sit on my lap, and he'll eat from there.
Paco.
Oh, no. Guadalupe, she'll sit on her lap. She fine. I'm like, come on, you guys.
And then they were sitting one person at a 4-top.
At a 4-fucking-top! You know the worst part about it? He
was just taking his time.
Oh, yeah, he was shoveling
the eggs. Loving it.
At the pace of molasses. He was like,
He's like, I'm going to take this whole table up.
I mean, just whole fucking table
up. And he wasn't even fat. He was, like, super skinny.
I know. That's the worst part. That's, you skinny motherfucker. Not, we're not skinniests.
Ew. No, sizest.
Well, when I hear sizes, I think of fat people. No offense, fatties. No AKA offense, big fatties. Us. AKA
us. Anyway, from what I saw on the website, it was online customer service.
Wait. So, like, fast forward a half an hour later, because we're, like, waiting in line to get seated. We sit down and he's like, I could have swore it was up here. And he's like, oh, what a burn. He's like, I think it was the hours for customer service. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, you are such an idiot. And then, so finally we sit down, they sat us down, we're eating our breakfast.
Oh my God. We stood up for a while. We waited for a table.
Yeah, we were waiting.
I had nachos for breakfast.
Yeah. Not, you know, the worst part of, like, we were sitting there, it was so ghetto. It was, I would say that it was one of those types of places that it seemingly looks clean.
But not that day.
But it just, you just kind of cringe when it's that busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you question, like, how much are they actually cleaning? I think Denny's is a 24-hour place. When was the last time these tables were wiped down? The waitresses were all overworked and
oh poor things.
Oh my God, certainly underpaid. Our waitress had a fucking nasty scar, burn scar on her hand that looked like it was ready to bust out.
To go to the hospital. I think.
Oh God, it was the doctor. Nasty. She was missing teeth.
She needed a salve.
She needed some suture. But anyway, so. Needless to say, we ended up finishing up or whatever, and finally we pay, and we get up and we leave, and it was like
15 minutes till.
Right, it was 15. No, it was like 15 minutes to get out of the fucking restaurant.
Cause that's true.
It was so packed with people. So finally, we drive back to the mattress store, and my friend's there already. It wasn't because we got there like 11:30. And he's like, hey, what's up? Like, we get there and we're like, the lights are all fucking on. I mean, this place looks like someone's actually in there. And so we go inside and my friend's waiting for us. He's like, hey, what's up? And we're, of course, telling him, like, yeah, we've been here since, like, 10. And he's like, oh, he's like, no, we open at 12. Well, clearly from your sign. I was like, and then we have Riri with us here who thinks you guys are open at 7.
Riri Rihanna.
Yeah. And so then... So he finally gets all that squared off, and he's him-hawing on every bed, and, I was trying to convince him to get a Tempur-Pedic, y'all, because that's the way to go.
I ain't paying more.
But he was bitching and moaning about not wanting to pay more, and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, so go ahead.
I found the bed that I wanted, and it was delivered today, and we got some really cute, like, what is it? Bed duvet outfit thing.
Yeah, bedding.
Bedding.
Yeah, it is really cute.
So now... We have, like, there was, like, enough pillowcases in there for, like, 18,000 pillows.
Yeah,
so we need to buy 8 pillows.
Yeah, because they didn't give you the pillows, right?
Yeah, they gave us the decorative pillows.
But now you need the other pillows.
Right, and the skirt, like, the skirt doesn't work on the base that we have.
Yeah.
So, and I turned, the bottom of our adjustable bases have a nightlight at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
That is... Amazing.
Now, does yours have two, or just has one?
It's just one in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, mine's on... I think mine is on... Well, it's on the opposite side of where I sleep.
Wait, you would think you would have two. Because it's two...
Yeah, but it's not...
No. Maybe I just need to look into it.
Oh, wait, did you get two remote controls? Or did you get one?
No, there's only one in there. Huh, but they, like... Wired the
right,
bed together.
Right, they connected it, so you only needed one.
But the remote for the, y'all, we can control it with our phones.
I know, isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
You can be, like, you're sitting, I have a 10-foot, a 10-foot, like, iPhone
cord.
Uh-huh. Oh, I can sit on the other side of my bed and just go to town on it. Be like, Lord,
well,
I need
the base that the remote goes in has plug-ins in it also.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So we're on our way today to IKEA so we can get pillows for the pillowcases that we have.
Yes.
Because they're just going to be, oh, no ma'am.
Girl, what are you doing?
She is like, I'm sipping my sweet tea. I am not moving out of this
room. And she's walking over like mud.
Right, in flip-flops.
In flip-flops. With no sidewalk.
Y'all, we are in the burbs.
Fucking dumb
we're in the country.
Bitch.
And
I don't know how she's gonna make it. There's no fucking sidewalk right here.
I also need to get like a side table for the bed.
Side table.
And then I also need to get like a little table that is going to go in the second bedroom to put the TV on.
Like a console table?
Yeah, but shorter.
They have the one in my bedroom. That's a console table. The one that I have my TV on.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's gonna hold. That TV's really heavy.
It'll hold the one in the second bedroom. It's not that heavy. It's not as heavy as the other one.
Wait, which one? Oh, because you... Okay, got it.
Because I don't want to put that TV on the wall because I'm eventually going to get a new TV that will go on the wall.
Right.
I don't want to use those big-ass screws.
Yeah, because those are like bolt screws.
Yeah.
They're not like regular screws.
So that's what we're looking for today. And then today they came and measured the windows for the blinds and stuff.
Oh, yeah, how did they go?
It was good. The guy that came to measure it, definitely your type.
Oh, was he? Describe him to me.
He was tall. He was a big country boy. He...
Muscly and...
Yeah, he wasn't muscly, but he was... He had dad bod. You know how they're talking about dad bod right now? God.
Which we need to address real right quickly.
So we've liked dad bod for a while.
Yes. Wait,
explain what dad bod is, because okay, some people may not have heard the story.
So essentially a dad bod is a fat man. a dad bod, according to this stupid...
It's like a normal person.
It's like this... according to this stupid bitch who wrote the article. Because the reason why she wrote the article was because the reason why she liked guys like that was because they make her look better.
Oh.
That was okay. Exactly why she wrote... So now there's this whole craze about the dad bod. But anyways, so basically it's a guy who, like, worked out when he was younger, so had some sort of muscle resemblance, and then, you know...
Got a belly.
Had a family, and, you know, got a belly, and, you know, eats a little bit healthy. He's a healthy eater. And, you know, he still goes to the gym every now and then, but really, when he's at the gym, he's probably not doing a lot of exercising.
He's just viewing, probably.
He's probably viewing. So that's essentially... Basically, that's a normal person. I mean, I think that's a lot of us. But, whatever. You know, America is all about putting, you know, words into phrases and coining them.
Right.
So, I think we could park right here.
Oh.
What do you think?
Perfect.
Is that perfect?
It's really close.
Yeah. I mean, if you...
You guys, if you've ever been to an IKEA, you know how huge their parking lots are.
I really do want to park over here.
Roger wants to park all the way at the very end.
Like, I want to park on the other side.
Oh, are you seriously parking here?
I need to get my steps in.
Really?
I mean, that's... Okay, fine. I'll park at the
you
other
can
side.
Get, like, up a little closer. At least go to the D3 sign.
I'll park right there on literally the other side. Well, let's go over there. I'll see what's over there.
Y'all.
Girl, I gotta get my steps in. I'm not going to a gimnasio.
So anyway, yeah, the dad bod.
Oh, there's no way to get it. Oh, perfect. We'll park right here. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. The dad bod is in now, so Roger and I are considered sexy. Are we really dad bods, though?
No. Maybe me.
I think dad bods are, you're still a little skinny, but you just have a little gut.
No, well, I guess...
Have abs, but they're not defined.
Well, we all have abs. Ours are not...
Ours are
inside the refrigerator.
Oh, y'all, we're on a safari...
Excursion.
We're going up on the sidewalk.
No. We have abs. They're just inside of a refrigerator. That's a perfect way to describe it.
Now we have a six-pack.
No, that's a perfect way to describe it. So, our abs are inside a refrigerator that you can't... It's not covered in glass. So it's like a stainless steel.
Oh.
Okay? Dad bod would be like abs in a fridge, like when you go to the freezer section at a Jewel. And you see, you know, like you can see through the glass.
You can see that through the abs, but they're not
They're not defined. But if you, like, took off the frosting off the glass, you could see them.
Or if they bent sideways, you could see them, probably. Mm,
there would still be a love handle. Yeah. That's considered dad bod. So.
So we're celebrating dad bods today.
Oh, we're totally celebrating. Oh, yeah. Oh, up in here in IKEA.
Up in.
Oh. That's like dad bods.
Oh, my God, did you hear it? I did it.
You did.
Y'all, I'm good. I'm starting to get good at rolling my R's. All right, so we're at IKEA, so we're going to go, right?
I guess. Well, how much time do we have?
Just at 30 minutes.
Just at 30 minutes.
So we're going to go.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Peace. Hold on, I need to turn this off. They need a way to make it stop while the phone is off.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.